Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our family, to our visitors. Amen to everyone. Amen. Chiming in this morning from across the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all these other things, amen, shall be added unto us. We pray that everybody's having a wonderful week in spite of everything that's going on around us. Amen. We want to thank God for what's going on in us. Amen. Christ in you, your hope of glory. So we bless the Lord for keeping us. Amen. The fact that you're here today means, hey, God has brought us another day, and he has kept us from the pestilence, amen, and all the evil stalking to and fro, up and down and around. Amen. If God be for you, amen, we're in good shape. So we want to bless God. We want to say thank God, amen, for our awesome Bible study that we had on last night. We want to thank God. We want to thank God, amen, as we are learning. Amen. Glory be to God. How jealous God is. Amen. And the extent that God will go to, amen, to redeem one of his children. Amen. That have backslidden, that have gotten weak, that have gone astray. Amen. God have messed some stuff up in your life. Amen. Because of his love for you, just to bring you back to him. Amen. Just to bring you back to him. He is a jealous God. Amen. So we want to thank God for the love of God that surpasses all understanding. And that for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. Amen. And his son loved us so much that he gave, amen, his life. And we bless the Lord. All right. We're still teaching. Amen. Glory be to God on our spiritual warfare training. Amen. Giving God all praise, all the glory. Amen, and giving God all of the honor. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. All right, amen. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, amen, gives us, amen, all the pieces of our armor, amen. So as we review, amen, let us, amen, begin there on this morning, amen, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, amen. We pray that you come with your Bibles, you come with your notebook, and you come with your pads, amen. Glory be to God. Verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen, in Jesus' name. And this is the blessed word of God, amen, for, amen, the blessed people of God, amen. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Today we want to focus on verse number 14, amen, glory be to God. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Having your loins girded about with truth. And we're going to see here, beloved, that that belt, amen, that holds everything together, that belt, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, is the most essential weapon in our spiritual arsenal, amen, because without that, amen, everything, amen, falls apart, amen. And so, beloved, we know that Roman soldiers were dressed in beautiful armor, and I just, you know, I encourage you, amen, to look it up, do a little history, a little research, amen, Google, amen, the Roman soldiers and their armor, and you see that it was just beautiful, amen, how they was dressed. From head to toe, they was covered with various pieces of weaponry, beloved, that was designed to protect them and also designed to equip them, see, for fighting. See, so we are always on the offensive and the defensive, amen, at both times, amen. Well, beloved, but all of these pieces, one piece was more important than all the other pieces. If I would ask you now, which piece do you think was the most important? Do you think it was the helmet? Do you think it was the breastplate that covered their heart and chest? Do you think it was their shoes? Do you think it was the piece that covered their legs? Glory be to God. What was the most important piece? Their shield? Was it their sword? See, but beloved, and when we really, really look at this thing, amen, today we're talking about the most important piece of their whole armor was their belt. It was the most important peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was vital, and it was the most important of the Roman soldiers. Amen. Uniform was the loin belt. See, now the thing about the loin belt, beloved, the loin belt didn't look important. You know, sure, the most important piece got to be the shield, got to be the sword, got to be the helmet, because the belt didn't look important. Oh, my God, despise not small beginnings. Certainly no soldier will have ever written home and told his parents, wow, mom and dad, I'm here, I'm in training in the army, and I've got this most incredible loin belt. Nobody would have ever written a letter or sent a text or went on Facebook to show somebody a belt. Because it seems so insignificant. See, that soldier might have told his parents or his spouse about the shield. Definitely would have talked about that sword or his breastplate. See, but no one got excited about the loin belt. Nevertheless, beloved, it was the Roman soldier's most important piece of weaponry. Why? You may ask, Pastor, because the loin belt held many of the other pieces of the weaponry together. If a soldier's loin belt wasn't in place, oh, he was in big trouble. Huh? We see it nowadays, amen. We see our young men walking down the street and got their pants below their belt, but I don't even know how they can walk. They got their nice little boxes on, and when they showing off their boxes, and they got their pants hanging down below their butt, which is significant or something, and if they knew what it was, they wouldn't do it. Amen. We'll talk about that at another time. Beloved, we wear our belt around our waist, oh, glory be to God, even though people never notice it. You know, we wear our belts on to hold our pants up, keep our stuff together. You know, very rarely will somebody walk up to you and say, hey, I like that belt. They might give you a compliment on your shoes, on your dress, your pants, your blouse, your earrings, your makeup, your tie, your suit jacket, your coat. See? But very rarely will people, amen, mention, amen, your belt. Mm-hmm. But beloved, amen, we know if that belt is removed, amen, off of our pants, if that belt is removed, holding it together, what? Everything falls apart. It's the most vital piece of an attire. When we have that belt, I have about maybe 10 or 20 belts in my closet. I need to get some more holes in them, though. I did lose a little bit of weight. In the same way, beloved, the Roman soldier's loin belt was a piece of armor that held all the other pieces together. His sword hung in a cupboard for storing things. Glory be to God. They call it a scab bar, see? And that was clipped to the other side of his loin belt. And we see it with some of us that used to wear the cell phone around your hip. You remember that? The beeper around your hip. Yeah, on you know, because you would put it on the belt. Yeah, well, amen, the soldier did the same thing with their sword. See? And the sword would go into the scabbard that was attached to the belt. See? And when not in use, his shield was hung on a special clip on the other side of the loin belt. Pouch that carried his arrows rested on a small ledge attached to his loin belt on the backside. Even his breastplate was attached in some way to his loin belt. Every piece of the soldier's armory had attachment to the belt. So if the belt was taken off, everything came apart. Accordingly, the soldier's ability to use his other pieces of weaponry depended on his loin belt. If he had no loin belt, beloved, he had no place to attach his massive shield or to hang his sword. Without a loin belt, there was nothing to rest his lance upon, and nothing to keep his breastplate from flapping in the wind. The armor of a Roman soldier would literally come apart piece by piece if he didn't have the loin belt around his waist. Now, beloved, you can see why the loin belt was absolutely essential to the Roman soldier in order for him to be confident in battle. With that belt securely fastened, he could be assured that all the other pieces of his equipment would stay in place, enabling him to move quickly and fight with great fury. Thus, beloved, the loin belt was the most vital part of all the weaponry the Roman soldier wore. Now, consider all this in light of our scripture for today. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Brother Paul tells us this, beloved. Glory be to God. For the child of God, the loin belt of his spiritual armor is the written word of God. The truth. Our confidence is in the truth. Our confidence is in the written word of God. It is wrapped around our waist. It is holding everything together. It is holding us together. It, hallelujah. It is holding our family together. It's holding everything together. If we remove the belt, everything falls apart. If we remove the truth, everything falls apart. If you remove Jesus, everything falls apart. If you remove the word of God, everything falls apart. When God's word has a central place in your life, you will have a sense of righteousness that covers you like a mighty breastplate. When God's word is operating in your life, it gives you the sword that you need. It gives you that rhema word quickened to your heart by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, as we shared with you on last week, oh, we want to thank God for the word. When God's word dominates your thinking, it gives you peace that protects you from the attacks of the adversary. When God's word dominates your thinking, beloved, it shields your mind like a powerful helmet. It is this belt of truth that's holding everything together. As long as the loin belt of truth, as long as the word of God is central in your life, the rest of your spiritual armor, beloved, will be effective. Everything else will work if that loin belt is effective. Your helmet will work. Your breastplate will work. Your shoes will work. Your sword will work. Your shield will work. Everything will be effective, beloved, and work if that belt is tight. The time, I remember not that long ago, my grandson came over. We put on his pants. Pants falling straight down. His twin brother, one is a little bigger than the other. I don't know. I guess they had switched pants or whatever the case might be. See? I said, wear your belt. Huh? Wear your belt. So you can tighten it up. And then you can't just put the belt on. We know, we see you put the belt on and you tighten up the belt. You buckle up the belt. To make sure, amen, hallelujah, that the belt holds everything together. Have you ever seen a pair of pants drop off of a young man and the belt fell too? My God, Jesus. But the moment, beloved, you ignore God's word, the moment you cease to apply it to your life on a daily basis, I didn't say a weekly basis, a monthly basis, or a seasonal basis. I said on a daily basis. You'll start to lose your sense of righteousness, and you definitely will start to lose your sense of peace. You'll find that the devil will start attacking your mind more and more and more, trying to fill it with lies and vain imaginations. You see, beloved, when you remove God's word from its rightful place at the very core of your life, it won't be long until you will begin to spiritually come apart at the seams. It won't be long. It won't be long, baby. You best believe it. I have these beautiful plants. My neighbors are always complimenting me on my plants, and I never really had a green thumb. I was sharing with one of our prayer partners that we was talking about plants and gardening, and I was saying, I never really had a green thumb, My plants just wouldn't grow. I don't know what it was. But now, my porch is just filled with plants. Well, I'm going to hate to see the summer go because then I'm going to have to bring all the plants in. Amen. And even right now, I'm looking at this beautiful plant on the inside. Amen. I have plants on the outside. Now, if I would walk over to this window now and snip a leaf off of this plant, oh, it's still green when I cut it. It's still green, looking good. I could take some pictures, post it on Facebook. Hey, how ya? Oh, that's a pretty green, Pastor. I put it on my kitchen table, disconnected from the vine. Oh, it's still green. Oh, no, God's still blessing me. God's still blessing me. Don't tell me. I live my life the way I want to live it. God's still blessing me. Look, I'm still green. Don't tell me what to do. All that Holy Ghost stuff, Holy Roller stuff, it don't take all that. Y'all just too sanctimonious. Well, I don't even know what's wrong. Y'all need to get a life. Not knowing that Jesus is the life. Huh? That's what they say. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just as green as you are. But I want you to come back the next day and look at that green leaf on my kitchen table, disconnected from the plant. Come back the second day. Come back the third day. By that third day, that green tree, that green leaf, glory be to God, within that week has turned colors, a little brown, to the point it's now diminishing. Amen. Glory be to God. And if it continue to lay there, you pick it up and it'll break up in ashes in your hand. Beloved, when you disconnect yourself from God, you turn colors. You turn colors. You turn from prosperity. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I'm teaching on our media TV, amen, you just don't turn your blessing into a curse. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. Because when that belt, when the belt is removed, amen, the whole situation changed. If you're in a court, somebody's in court, amen, glory be to God, and the trial goes before the jury, amen, and the attorney represents the truth, but as soon as the truth is removed, as soon as you get a false witness, as soon as you get a lie, it turns the whole chemistry of that courtroom around. Everything has changed. Why? Because the truth has been removed. Everything falls apart. Everything falls apart. Husband and wife doing good. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody was unfaithful. Okay. Glory be to God. That whole marriage is falling apart. That whole relationship is falling apart. Whenever the truth is removed, beloved, it falls apart. It can't stand. We got to bring the truth back in. We got to bring the truth in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to stay clothed in your spiritual armor, beloved, you must begin by taking up God's word. And I'm finished. I'm finished right now, and I'm finished. And I'm finished, and I pray that you hear me, because sometimes, you know, we want to thank God for all of you that support this ministry, because this ministry wouldn't be a ministry without you. And sometimes we're halfway asleep, sleeping on the pillow, doing other stuff, got the TV on in the background, want to see what's going on in Action News and this and that, and we ain't paying attention. It's so easy to come and not hear what the preacher is saying. It is so easy, beloved, and to begin to take the word for granted. That's that parable of the sower, amen, that the Lord teaches us, amen, about the sower and the soil. But I want you to hear me this morning as we wrap this up. If you want to stay clothed in your spiritual armor, see, you got to hear what the Spirit is saying, because you got to be more than a hearer, beloved. You got to be a doer. To produce fruit in your life. If so, beloved, you must begin by taking up God's word. And you must permanently affix it to your life. We are not talking about no temporary fix. We're not talking about something you do special for the Lord one day a week. No, we're talking about a permanent fix. You have to give the word a central place, and you have to give the word a dominant role in your life, allowing it to be the loin belt that holds the rest of your weaponry together. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That loin belt of truth, beloved. Truth. I got my belt on. Yeah, you got your belt on, but it's a lie. What does that belt represent? Your belt must represent Jesus. So as you go about your daily routine today and every day, beloved, keep your loin belt of truth fully attached. And keep it operative in every situation that you face. Let the Bible be the governor. Let the Bible be the law. Let the Bible be the ruler. Let the Bible be the final say-so in your life. Just find out what Jesus got to say about it. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Thank you, bishop. Thank you, deacon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Well, let's see what God's word has to say about it. Now, if the, what that's contrary to God's word, I believe God. I'd rather obey God than man. But if you are in agreement with the word, like Minister Erica preached to us yesterday, two or three touching and agree on anything, so shall it be done. Father God, we know that your word is the most important weapon that you have given to us. Forgive us for the times we have not made it a priority in our lives. Today, Father, we make the decision to never ignore your word again. Holy Spirit, help us to stay true to this decision. Please remind us every day to open our Bibles and take the time needed to wrap that word around our lives. And we thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. I'm so proud of myself. Amen. Because I've been wanting to condense our meeting to 30 minutes the mornings that I can. Sometimes, if the Holy Spirit want to take it an hour, it's taking an hour. If you want to take it 2 hours, take it 2 hours. Anybody can't stay, can't stay. But it's always been my desire to condense our meeting only for 30 minutes. And all this week we've done that, except for yesterday we gave Erica privilege, especially we had readings, et cetera, to share. Amen. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for the faithful ones, amen, that come to support this ministry. You know what? We don't really need a whole bunch of people calling in, hundreds of people, because number one, it would take us hours in the afternoon to pray for hundreds. And once we get like that mass of people, then we would have to change the format. Amen, for our altar prayer, because there's no way one prayer warrior can take 100 prayer petitions, okay? They will probably have to email them, amen. And so we want to thank God for our prayer partners, amen, glory be to God. But you know what, beloved? For the few that we have, and we average anywhere from 5 to about 15 people on our prayer altar, Jesus only had 12 people in his church. Jesus only had 12 people in his church, and he was tight with two of them that went everywhere he went. And then those 12, he trained those 12. Then he had another 70. He had 12 on his board, another 70. And they evangelized the whole world. You don't need a whole lot. We don't need a whole lot. Sometimes we pray for growth, and we can't handle the growth. We need to ask God, amen, to help us to maintain, amen, and be good stewards over what he has already given us. Amen. Because if we're faithful in a little bit, then God will bless us with more. All right. Friday, we will be at the altar of prayer at 10 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring your own praise. BYOP. Bring your own praise. Come on to the praise party. Come on, saints. Give up your testimonies. Give up your songs. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us come together. At 8:30 that evening, amen, I'm going to be featured on ICN Impact Network. They're going to be interviewing me on Facebook Live at 8:30 on Friday night. Come on in, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. And give the pastor a shout out. Amen. As we lift up Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you just go to my Facebook page, amen, you can get it from there. Amen. And ICN Impact Network, they are our media engineers for our media streaming, live streaming. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God all the praise, glory, and honor, whatever you do today, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Keep God with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, move slow, think cool. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And don't complain about the heat because it's a place hotter than this. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I go out, saints, I wear two masks. Me and my mother, amen, pulled a little money together. We got some N95s. Let me tell you something about those N95s. Baby, you can feel the breath, the fresh air when you breathe. If you're talking about those N95 masks, it's worth the money. When the pandemic first hit, I think I paid about $2 a piece. Now they're down to $1 a piece. You can go to on Shop TV, amen, QTV, and order them. Amen. About $1 a piece is worth the money. You can feel the fresh air, the filtering. See? Especially now with this Delta and all this conversation that's going on. But let me tell you what I do, Pastor Bradford do when she go out. I wear two masks. I wear two masks. I ain't taking no chances. I'm covered. But I wear two masks. Glory be to God. Then I come back. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I got the HIPAA clean I told y'all about. Go on Amazon and spend some money. This the HIPAA clean is the liquid that the doctors use when they're about to do surgery and they wash their hands. That's what they use. See, I wash my hands of that. I even bathe in it. It takes off because bacteria has a way of clinging to your skin. Do that and pray and trust God. Do your part and God do the rest. Father God, we say thank you for this service on today. Father, we say thank you for revealing to us the most essential part of our whole weaponry, Father God, of our armor is that belt. That belt of truth that holds everything together. God, we say thank you for the truth of Jesus Christ, his birth, his death, and his resurrection, and his ascension, our chief intercessor. We say thank you for Jesus. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we pray your direction, your help, Father God, upon us, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not prosper, take root, or come to pass. We are not afraid of the arrows by day or the terror by night. Father God, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death, we cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. Every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, and ploy. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father God, on the 12 o'clock and the 9 o'clock hour. Anoint them. Bless them and their families. Keep them from evil. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and smile upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is most definitely the Lord of Lords, of Lords. Amen. My pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure to serve. Amen. And the Lord's peace on this day. Amen. Amen and amen. Is your belt tight enough, saints? Let's tighten it up today. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford signing out.